Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome. Hello, I am Tanya Wright, and I want to welcome you to Master the Montessori Life Show. Today's training is amazing. I love every week when I come up with topics that people are interested in or that are going to help people. I get so excited about sharing them with you guys, and I can't wait. So today's topic is one that I don't want you to get discouraged about. On the contrary, I want you to take notes so you are aware and you are ready. You won't be caught off guard. But first, I want to invite you to a couple of things, okay? I have two Facebook groups that are completely free for you to join if you are a homeschooler, whether you're doing Montessori or something else. Join the Natural Homeschool Community. And if you're doing Montessori only, then you want to go to the Montessori Way Prep Room. The names of the groups are here, right here on this ticker. And all you have to do is go to facebook.com, the search window on the top left. You're going to type in the group's name and you will find the group and request to join. That's it. That's all you have to do. I check on these regularly and let people in. So it's really exciting to have a community of homeschoolers that support each other and help each other. And then we have a community for Montessorians, whether you're doing it at home or at a school or a daycare, or you're doing a little bit of it, it doesn't matter. You do Montessori, you're welcome to the Montessori Way Prep Room. All right. So take note of those groups. And I also want to invite you to watch all of our trainings from past. This is training number 46, episode number 46 on the show. Can you believe it? 46. That means that you have 45 others to watch and to learn about from. And that doesn't even count the showinars and the workshops that I do, or the Montessori Way Foundations Framework, which is the 6-month program. So to go to all the trainings, go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. And you will see all of them there. They are added automatically to that page as they happen every week. So check often to see the newest trainings. Don't miss that. Next, I want to invite you to sign up for our weekly emails. The weekly emails are not to annoy you or to tire you to fill up your inbox. It's just to give you the news of anything new going on, when these trainings will happen, and anything special that I don't want you to miss out on. So go to masterthemontessorilife.com/emails, and you can sign up for the emails there if you are interested in keeping up and you don't want to miss anything. All right. So now that we have gotten everything out of the way, I'm going to show you this slide. Today's training is 3 biggest mistakes about redoing your home the Montessori way. I know that reading the title with the words mistake and Montessori in them together can spark some negative emotions, but this, trust me, this is not in any way a reason to make the assumption that Montessori is a mistake. On the contrary, but you know that we are human beings and it is our nature sometimes to make mistakes. And you know what? It's a learning lesson, right? So there isn't a big deal about making mistakes But if you already know that there are some big mistakes in the horizon and you know about them, then you can avoid them, right? Or you can have a plan of action on how to minimize those. I will be discussing three common mistakes that many Montessori guides make that you can know about and avoid. Yes, I am skipping you right through from having to make mistakes. Here's a quote by Maria Montessori from her book, The Absorbent Mind, okay? It says, "The teacher of children up to 6 years of age knows she has helped mankind in an essential part of its formation. She is happy in the knowledge that in this formative period, they were able to do what they had to do. She will be able to say, I served the spirits of those children, and they have fulfilled their development, and I kept them company in their experiences." That is a beautiful quote by Maria Montessori from her book, The Absorbent Mind. And I will give you the links to all of the resources that I will be talking about today to help you on your journey at the end of the training. So stay with me. I love that quote because it really gives you that bird's eye view of, at the very end of it, what you want to be able to say. So you start with the beginning and you start with the end in mind, right? And I want you to come into this training to find out what the three biggest mistakes people make when they're redoing their home to live a Montessori lifestyle and how to avoid them, okay? So make sure that you take notes. Big mistake number one is not having a plan. Winging things in Montessori simply doesn't fly, okay? Pun intended. As the Montessori guide, you are not the center of attention. The children are. And that's common knowledge. If you have been in the Montessori philosophy for any given amount of time, you know that. You are the mastermind, though, behind it all. And your goal is to set up a well-oiled machine. There are many steps to getting that done and to get it running smoothly. But that would have to be a whole other training, all right? That would have to, in fact, I actually have the Montessori Way Foundation's framework. And that is the 6-month training that I was talking about. You can join the wait list if you want to learn more about it or join, go to masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF. That's TMWFF. That's short for the Montessori Way Foundation's framework. So you can join the wait list and learn more about that 6-month training with me as your coach. And that can definitely get you step by step. But today, I just want to get you a step closer to be aware of that mistake to avoid, to not have a plan, okay? So join the wait list and listen to this other quote by Maria Montessori. This one is from one of his speeches called The Child, Society, and the World. She says, "As we observe children, we see the vitality of their spirit, the maximum effort put forth in all they do. The intuition, attention, and focus they bring to all life's events, and the sheer joy they experience in living." Having a plan and having a planner can be beyond instrumental to making the right decisions because you can look ahead and look back on your journey. You're setting yourself up for success. And as you get to know the children better, you will begin to notice patterns and practices to continue or stop more easily. Remember, you have to set yourself up for success. Have a plan. When you are just winging it, you are not going to be doing as good of a job. And you know what? Our little absorbent minds around us will catch on to that because they really do pay attention to everything we do. Whether we're saying it or not, they're still picking it up. Step number two, or mistake number two, is not being deliberate. What does that mean? Well, let me be clear. You must be intentional, write that word down. You must be intentional about how, when, and how you will put things into practice in your Montessori environment. You must have a plan, like I mentioned in point number one, but you must also be deliberate on what your goals are. Ask yourself, what are your goals for the day, for that hour, for that minute, for each child? You want to be intentional on what you plan and the works that you set out for children that you are working with. So I highly recommend that you have everything in place so that you can get out of the way. Another quote by Maria Montessori from that same speech, The Child Society in the World, is the fundamental help in development, especially with little children of 3 years of age, is not to interfere. Interference stops activity and stops concentration. See, when you are not deliberate in what you want and set yourself up for success, you won't be prepared. You will constantly be putting out the proverbial fires all day long because you didn't set yourself up for success. So you will constantly be interfering. Okay, that is a mistake that we want to avoid. That can not only be exhausting for you, it's got to be exhausting for you, but it can seriously hinder the child's learning as well. So this is a very big mistake to really try to avoid. I don't want you to make that mistake and to then have to constantly find yourself running around putting out fires because you're not being deliberate, you're not being intentional. So, having said that, let me take a quick little break and then I will come back with point number three, the key takeaways, and also with the link that where you can find all of the resources that will help you. Okay, so stay with me. If you have been feeling overwhelmed with how unorganized you are in your Montessori journey, then this is the perfect Montessori planner for you. With 50 pages full of helpful resources, forms, weekly, monthly, and yearly calendars, inspirational quotes by Maria Montessori, and more, you will be able to use it in two wonderful ways, as a pre-planner or as an after-the-fact organizer to keep your notes and lessons straight. Get your Montessori planner today at shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and search planner in the search window. Get yours today. All right, we're back. So if you are interested in having a planner, like I said, that you can have a plan and have your goals to be deliberate and intentional about them, then you would go to that link right there. I posted it in comments. And also, you can go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. So the blog is masterthemontessorilife.com and the shop is just the shop dot right in front of it. Takes you directly to the shop and all you do is go to the search window and type planner in there. and you will find the Montessori Planner easily. You just go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and enter planner in the search window. And that is it. All right. Now, again, I will give you all of these resources at the very end, so don't forget to stay with me. Now, point number three is not testing things. That's mistake number three. Make sure you write that down. Not testing things. Let's step outside the box when it comes to teaching children. We can no longer assume that we can take a lesson plan, run with it, and that it will all work out like a one size fits all. We cannot and should not say that children will learn by default. No, we need to test and try things with an open mind. You will be surprised how many tweaks you might have to make to get it right, but that's what you're there for. That's your job, right? You need to have the goal to maximize a child's learning, but the child must also be on the path to normalization and find happiness in their work. Avoid the mistake of not testing things. Be sure that you know what the children's sensitive periods are in order to set up the Montessori environment the right way. Here's a quote by Maria Montessori from her book, The Absorbent Mind. She says, "The teacher," that's you, "the teacher, when she begins work in our schools, must have a kind of faith that the child will reveal himself through work." And that is true. When you are not testing things, when you are not aware of sensitive periods, when you're not having a plan, when you are not being intentional or deliberate about things, then you're not setting yourself up for success. And what's worse, you're not setting up the child for success either. So before you begin to go all out and set up an entire environment, an entire Montessori environment that is full of Montessori works at random, please avoid these mistakes and have a plan, be intentional, and test things. So let's talk about your key takeaways for today. You must have a plan set up for your Montessori environment setup. Avoid not being deliberate or intentional about your Montessori goals for the environment, for yourself, and for the children. And three, test everything in small batches first. The more you test, the more you know. And the more you know, the more confident you will be. All right? So I want to show you another great resource, and then I will share the link with you. All right? Let me find it real quick. I will show you this and then I will give you the link to the resources at the end. So stay with me. See you on the other side.
Are you wondering if you are doing Montessori right or are fighting to get some guidance? When embracing the Montessori philosophy, you have to know how to best serve the children that you're working with. The best step that you can take is to learn more about the Montessori sensitive periods. Introducing Guide to Discover the Child's Sensitive Periods. It's a 20-page downloadable printable that will share with you what Montessori sensitive periods are and walk you through 8 actionable steps that will help you successfully detect and recognize the child's sensitive periods. You will be so glad that you did. So let's chat about how you can get this wonderful resource. Go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and search sensitive periods. shop.masterthemontessorilife.com.
All right, so there you go. Now that we are done with our training, I want to share with you the link to this training. This is where you're going to find all of the resources that I talked about. but you will also find this video. So if you missed anything or you joined late or you had to leave, you want to watch it again or something to take notes, you will find both the video and the audio for this training right now. So, and then it will also appear on that main landing page with all of the live trainings. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I am so excited that you have been here, because now that you know what the three biggest mistakes are and how to avoid them, you can literally just turn around and start to do better today on your Montessori journey. So thank you so much for joining me. Here is the link I'm going to share with you right now. If you don't see it, I have you on three streams, and some of the streams don't show comments. So let me put it on the screen. So basically, what you're going to do is you're going to go to masterthemontessorilife.com, masterthemontessorilife.com, and in the search window, you will just type mistakes. That's the easiest way to do it. You can copy this, but it will take a long time. It's a long link. The easiest way for you to find this is to go to masterthemontessorilife.com and type the word mistakes in the search window, and it will take you directly to this training. Okay? So you will find it and you will listen to it. You will get all of the links to all of the resources that I talked about. And that's about it. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you so much, and I will see you next week. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.